we'll have our hands full just matching up and trying to, you know, stop them as far as big plays and making things happen offensively.
A lot of talk about how the defense has played the first couple of games. You like that, you know, role of kind of like holding on, you know, holding the team up in the first couple of games?
We like winning, so, I mean, that's the key. I think this whole team is focused on whatever we got to do to win, is that's what we'll do. You know, everyone knows this league is a game-by-game, you know, week-by-week process. No teams you really play are going to be just alike, and no game's probably going to play out the same. So we just got to take it week-by-week, and this week is focusing on Tampa. I mean, yeah, that's pretty much clean. I mean, it's, at this present date, you know, watch the film, what they've done the first two games, and we've done a little bit of the preseason, but not even as much, you know, now that we played two regular season games. So, you know, it might help a little bit, you know, those guys, personnel-wise or who they have, but I mean, even that was different with as many guys as they had there.
Yeah, what's the points of emphasis when you're going up against a guy like Doug Martin? It's pretty tough to break down.
Tackle.
Yeah.
It's really tough with him, especially, you know, a secondary standpoint. He's not a big guy, so he kind of can stay behind blocks, and then he shoots out of there. So for us, the biggest thing is getting a lot of guys around him and then bringing them down.
Devin, this is the first week that you guys are going up against a veteran quarterback. Just can you talk about what kind of quarterback Freeman is and if your preparation changes at all this week?
You know, still the same as far as, you know, trying to make things complicated, not just make it easy for, you know, any quarterback we play. But like you said, he's a veteran guy. It's not going to be easy to try to fool him or do different things. And I think the biggest thing we know is he has a big arm and he has targets to throw the ball down the field to. So we'll have to really be prepared as far as staying, you know, in the deep part of the field and trying to make plays on the balls in there.
Debra, are you aware at all of any of the things going on down there with some of the players? Kind of speaking of Shiano's style, guy you play for?
I mean, as y'all know, we always have our plate full here with Coach Belichick. So we're just trying to focus on that and trying to focus on trying to get a win this week.
What was your relationship like with Shiano?
Player, coach, I mean, probably like anybody else.
There's a perception you guys are 2-0 and have struggled. They're 0-2, but everybody talks about they played better than 0-2. I mean, how do you look at that, Devin, coming to the game?
They have. I mean, I think everyone knows, you know, we're a couple plays away from losing games, and they were a couple plays away from winning games. So you really can't always take a team just for the record. I mean, we know they have a lot of weapons over there. We know they can play some good football. So we can't be prepared that, you know, they're going to come here 0-2 team. We know they're going to come here to win, and they're going to play us tough.